When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Meet me at Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming beat, stronger than ever before.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Your weekend starts now.
Pump it up.
It is Friday. Welcome to the show. 74 for the high today. We will absolutely take it. So let's pump it up.
Let's go.
It's time for There I Said It, 585-252-9800. Breezy and I, we're going to clear the air and get to all of your unpopular opinions.
Yes.
They are coming in, so let's let them rip this morning. Thank you for tuning in. Let's get after it.
Let's do it. I don't know if you guys can hear me. My mic's like not really working, but that's fine.
Loud and clear on my end. Let's go over to Lauren. What's up, guys? Happy Friday. I just wanted to text in and say the constant girl boss posts on social media are starting to become really cringe. They're a cry for validation. Running a spreadsheet is not revolutionary. There, I said it. This is what we're talking about. You got to take those gloves off this morning. This is what it's about.
Yeah, take the gloves off. Just do it. This person's weighing in saying, I think that going out on school nights is only appropriate during the summer. There, I said it. Don't blame you. Why would you want to be like locked up and not enjoying the weather, the 2 months that we have during the wintertime? I'm like, I'm not going outside.
It Absolutely really is. Not. It really is more than 2 months. Like we get four, but realistically.
I mean, this year, I mean, I went to a wedding at the end of the 30th of May and it was 42 degrees.
And we count. We did have a terrible June.
Yeah, really bad.
Tim says the only thing worse than slow walkers are slow texters who leave you unread for 3 days. I hate these people. There, I said it. Yeah, I know. Why do people do that?
They don't owe you anything, Tim.
Why do people allow other people to show that their messages have been read? Why keep that function on?
Why? I mean, I don't know. It's your phone. You can do what you want. But I think that we as a society are so, like, we feel like people owe us something and we need constant validation and an immediate response because that's what we're, like, our brains are trained and wired to do. But it's just not the reality of the situation. People are busy.
Hey, you guys here? I'm at the door 3 days later. You guys still here?
No.
Right. Mine for today is I had the opportunity to taste vegan cheese yesterday. And I got to tell you, it's not the first time I've had vegan cheese. I've had it from farmers markets. I've had it from friends who are vegan. All of it tastes like melted crayons. There, I said it. Just, you know, I'd rather just eat hummus or something. But the vegan cheese, ugh.
I fear that's horrible. I fear that's not a hot take at all. I fear that everyone who's going to eat vegan cheese knows it's going to taste like absolute garbage.
Not vegans. They love the taste. I mean, they're raving about it.
They're eating like plastic, and they're like, it's just better.
They're like, how? Well, he said, how do you not like this? You like cashews? I said, yeah, I love cashews. He goes, you're going to like this. I said,
Who's he?
I said, the guy who gave me the vegan cheese. I was like, well, you made cheese out of cashews, but there's no cheese in it?
Moose was just doing like weird taste tests at Party in the Park for vegan cheese. Just a man came up with a platter. He's like,
by the way, I'm not going to lie. Really good food trucks this year.
This person says, making the bed every morning is totally pointless. There, I said it. Nice for who? I'm not home. Who's there to enjoy it? It's honestly a waste of my time.
Yeah, that makes me angry.
I knew it would.
Stay far away from my DMs. I want nothing to do with you.
This person
By the way, the most successful people in the world.
Allegedly, yeah.
Make their bed every morning.
Yeah, that's what they say. I think that's just a ploy for people to feel better about themselves for wasting their time.
It's like saying,
their bed.
Why wash the dishes? They're just going to get dirty again. It's the same thing. What were you saying?
This person says, going out to eat for breakfast is a terrible idea and nobody should be doing it. There, I said it. Pretty much all breakfast food can be made easily at home and for way cheaper.
No, I disagree.
I also like won't eat breakfast past like 10:30, 11 o'clock. People go out to lunch or like a brunchish. It's 2 o'clock and they're like, I'm going to get pancakes.
Oh, it's my favorite meal of the day. You think I'm at home making eggs Benedict?
But at two o'clock in the afternoon, I'm good.
Let me go over to our friend Carissa. Good morning, guys. I'll start off by saying I have a ton of respect for moms, but I don't want to be the one to read this. I have a ton of respect for moms, but being a stay-at-home mom is not really a full-time job. I'm sorry, but if your kid naps and you're watching Netflix by 2, I just don't feel like that's really a job. There, I said it. Again, I'm just the messenger, you guys. Yeah, that came in from Carissa from Gates. She lives at 136. Let's go over to Kevin. Let's transition. Kevin says, what's up, guys? Posting your crying selfies online does not make you vulnerable. It makes you manipulative. My ex used to do this all the time for attention on Instagram. She would set up her ring cam, have a full meltdown, and then pick a filter she wanted to use. Pathetic. There, I said it.
Yikes. Let's keep the hot takes rolling. This person,
the gloves are off
again,
this morning.
I'm just the messenger, but this person says, if we actually believed women, we wouldn't need to wait for the list. There, I said it.
Oh my God, that is.
She said it, not me.
It's getting uncomfortable in here. Guys, why do we need to put bacon on everything for it to taste good? This is why we're all unhealthy. There, I said it. Also, bacon doesn't even taste good.
Bite your tongue.
Right? There's some takes I can't take it.
No.
Bacon doesn't taste good? Yes, it's coming from one of the most filthiest animals, but wheat, it does taste good on everything.
Tell me you're drunk this morning without telling me you're drunk. That doesn't even make any sense.
If you do want a little treat this weekend, make yourself some bacon-wrapped peaches. Delish. All right, any more coming in?
Well, I didn't do mine for today, but mine for today is I don't think it's appropriate to yuck someone's yum. There, I said it. If you don't like it, that's totally fine, but you don't have to poo-poo other people for liking it. It's really none of your business, and it affects you 0%.
Damn!
So.
Listen, if you're feeling personally attacked by any of these texts, I mean, it's probably a good thing. That means they were probably about you, but no hard feelings.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
With PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Welcome back to the show. Vanny's Jazz Lounge has officially opened. They did a launch last night, offering a brand new spot for jazz enthusiasts right here in Rochester.
Love it.
The venue is going to feature specialty cocktails with a variety of finger foods. So, you know, get the Olives. There's a jazz performance every night once they are open. But I saw the pictures. The place looks classy. I like these type of joints. It's inspired by and pays tribute to Rochester legend Giovanni Ledestri, who owns the downtown East End building. I mean, when you own a building, that's
just
it.
Just crush it, yeah.
Music is going to be the central to the lounge's atmosphere, with performances planned for most of their operating hours, but doors open at 4. The lounge is located in the Inn on Broadway, 26 Broadway Street, right next to our friends at Channel 10. The reason why I think this is so cool is if you're interested in checking this place out, it's more of a speakeasy.
Mm.
So visitors should be...
So you gotta find your way in. You can go to the building, but you gotta go through every nook and cranny.
That's right. So if you're thirsty, fine. It's an unconventional entrance, if you will. But this is, like I said, it's more of a speakeasy. So if you want to check the place out, be prepared to look around. It may require some effort on your part inside to find where Vanny's is located.
Maybe even a code word. Who's to say?
You guys thirsty? You hungry? Come on down. You got to find us first, though. I love a good speakeasy. I really do. And what's the place in Fairport?
I think it's called like the Blind Pig or something. I've never been, but...
Me either. Alrighty, Breeze, let's do it. Yay! It's time for everyone's favorite game,
Can't Beat Breezy.
The clock starts right now. You guys have exactly 6 minutes to call us to grab these last pair of tickets for this day trip to the award-winning National Comedy Center in Jamestown, New York. 585-252-9800 to go head-to-head with our girl Breezy. Must be caller 8. We find our winner coming up next. Good luck.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Buying a new phone.
And she thinks she has all the answers.
BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Can't Beat Breezy!
Caller 8 right now, 585-252-9800 to win our last pair of tickets to the Jamestown National Comedy Center. These have been going fast all week. This is a day pass, you guys. This is a really, really cool event that they do each year. And it's an immersive playground that brings comedy to life. We need to get caller 8. PXY, who's this?
This is Alex.
Alex calling from where?
From Palmyra.
Alex from Palmyra.
Let's go.
Happy Friday, buddy. You're caller 8. All right, my man, you are going head-to-head with our girl this morning. Breezy, you're going to leave the room. Now, before you go.
Yes.
Here's the deal. Alex, are you listening? Today's theme is, that sounds like a fun nursing home. These are all questions.
Ah, yes, of course.
All questions that are asked within nursing homes during trivia night, which typically takes place on Taco Tuesdays. So our Grammys and Grampies don't get bored over that bean and cheese burrito.
Got it.
All right, Breeze is leaving the room.
All right, good luck.
Bye.
Okay, Alex, the rules are simple. You have 5 seconds to answer each question, buddy. If you tie with Breezy, you get the win. Question one. What animal is known for its ability to change color to match its surroundings?
Chameleon.
Going with chameleon. All right, let's go to question number two. What is the main color of the Smurfs?
The main color of the Smurfs is definitely blue.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Alex is going with the color blue. Let's move on to question number three. Alex, which food chain uses the slogan, pizza, pizza?
Pizza, pizza. Isn't that Little Caesars?
Are you asking or telling me?
I'm telling you.
All right, we're locking you in for Little Caesars. Let's move on to question number four. Alex, what U.S. state was added as the 50th state back in 1959?
Well, I know it wasn't New York. We've been around for a few years.
That is correct.
Was it Hawaii?
Final answer, going with Hawaii? It's got to be your final answer. You got 1 second on the clock. Let's go to question number five. This is a tough one, Alex. This specific product contains menthol. It is used to treat minor aches and pains of the muscles and joints. You just rub it on your body and watch the pain disappear. What's the medicine?
there's a few of them out there. So
looking for one.
I'm just going to go with the most common Ben Gay.
Going with Ben Gay. All right, that's five. Let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. All right.
No chance.
He says, he says you don't have a chance and he smoked you.
Probably not. So let's just get this over with, shall we?
Let's tally these up. Our boy Alex, 5 out of 5.
Seriously? No.
All right, Alex.
Go to bed.
Go to bed. You go to bed. No, honestly, I wish I could go to bed. Question. Genuinely.
Breezy, you can't miss one.
Okay.
I believe in you, though. You've been on a roll lately. Question one, what animal is known for its ability to change color to match its surroundings?
A chameleon.
Question number two, what is the main color of the Smurfs?
Blue.
Question three, Breezy. Which food chain uses the slogan pizza pizza?
Little Caesars.
Next question, what U.S. state was added as the 50th state in 1959?
Hawaii.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Question number five. Which product that contains menthol is used to treat minor aches and pains of the muscles and joints?
Advil.
You rub it on your body.
Oh, Icy Hot?
Final answer?
Yep.
Alex?
Yeah.
Yeah? Is there anything you need to say?
Yeah, you said Icy Hot, and it was obviously Ben Gay.
It was.
What?
You got it, Alex. You
what
took home
Ben Gay?
Ben Gay is what they use in nursing homes.
It sounds like Marvin Gay. Like, what?
Everybody knows that.
Nobody knows that. Not one person knows that besides you.
Except for you do that.
Alex,
is that because maybe you're a little older than me, respectfully?
Oh. You did breathe right through those first four, I gotta say.
I know,
really
I did.
Struggling.
I did. Whenever he says food chain or restaurant, I just black out. I'm like, I don't know.
That really came down to the wire. I'm not going to lie. I was a little nervous. My underwear was getting wet. Okay, Alex, I need you to just say, my name is Alex from Palmyra, and I just beat...
My name is Alex from Palmyra, and I just beat Breezy.
Boo!
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.